Well, on to New Hampshire. The state has been the stage to the presidential race. On Saturday, President Barack Obama campaigned in Windham. And today, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and his running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan, held a town hall meeting in Manchester. Romney said it was his 100th town hall event in New Hampshire since he began his campaign. That's a lot of appearances for a state that holds only 4 electoral college votes. For more on why the Granite State is a major factor in this presidential race, we're joined by WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice, who was at the Manchester campaign stop this morning. Hi there, Fred.
Hey, Magna.
So this was New Hampshire's first look at the total GOP ticket, including Paul Ryan. How were the candidates received?
Yeah, that's right. It was the opening of the Romney-Ryan show in New Hampshire. I would say overall they were received very enthusiastically. Most of the people I spoke to were very happy with how both Romney and Ryan performed. Many had seen Romney before. Not a whole lot of people had ever heard Ryan before. But there was definitely a mixed reaction. Not everybody was wowed by Ryan's appearance, and we can talk about that in a minute.
Okay, maybe one of those reasons why is that ever since Paul Ryan joined the Romney ticket, a lot of focus has been on the so-called Ryan budget plan, which includes several profound potential changes for Medicare. So President Barack Obama on Saturday in Windham really hit on that point. Here's a little bit of tape from him.
My plan saves money in Medicare by cracking down on fraud and waste and insurance company subsidies. And their plan makes seniors pay more so they can give another tax cut to millionaires and billionaires.
Okay, so what response did Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney have to that today?
Ryan really took the reins there. It is, after all, a big issue for him, and Romney pretty much let him talk about Medicare. And he repeated what Romney and Ryan have been saying over the last few days and really almost few weeks now with Romney, certainly, that the Democrats want to take $700 million, President Obama wants to take $700 million out of Medicare to fund the Affordable Care Act. And what Democrats respond to this charge by saying that actually it's just that Medicare is going to cost a lot less, and so you won't have to budget that kind of money over the next few years to Medicare, and that they're really not going to be taking any money out of Medicare at all.
Did Paul Ryan bring his mother like he did in Florida?
You know, I don't remember his mom. He was addressing somebody at some point where I thought he was addressing his brother, because he was talking about how his dad used to say, you know, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And my dad was usually telling me I was part of the problem. And he said, right. And I thought he was addressing somebody who would be in a position to know it. I thought that was his brother, but I'm not really sure.
Well, I understand, though, that foreign policy as well came up at the event in Manchester today.
Yeah, it did. And it was right after Mitt Romney had essentially answered a question from a voter, saying that he didn't put it in these words, but he pretty much said that he wouldn't do anything different from President Obama in Afghanistan. He would stay there as long as necessary, but pull out quickly also and make sure that the mission is accomplished, which is to make sure that the Taliban doesn't use it as a base of operations against the U.S. Ryan then surprised people in the audience by accusing the president of politicizing the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The president, in my opinion, has made decisions that are more political in nature than military in nature.
And what he went on to say was that he felt that the timing of the withdrawal decision was entirely political. And that was a little surprising to some people there.
Well, Fred, as we mentioned a little earlier, there are only 4 electoral college votes up for grabs in New Hampshire. So why are the candidates spending so much time there?
Because it's so close. 4 years ago, President Barack Obama won New Hampshire by 9 points. Now, over the course of the summer, Mitt Romney has never been more than 4 points behind the president. At some point, in one poll, he's actually been tied with him.
So that said, there are only 5% of New Hampshire voters in a recent poll who say they're undecided. Does that mean that, it really is a sort of house-to-house fight for that small little slice of Granite State voters?
Well, I think the campaigns view it in a very different way. I'm not sure they trust the polls so much. I spoke after the rally to Tom Rath, who is one of Mitt Romney's senior advisors in New Hampshire. He's a former attorney general of the state. And here's what he had to say about that particular point.
I suspect there are actually more undecideds than the way it's polling, and we'll still see some change between now and the election.
And so, what, you know, there were undecided people who came to this event, and one of them, one of the people I ran into, is a man named Kevin Fleming, who had come from Exeter. He had voted for President Obama 4 years ago, but wasn't sure if he was going to do it. And this time, he'd heard Romney before, but he wanted to hear Romney again and see if he would get a little bit more specific on policies. But he also wanted to hear from Paul Ryan. And he ended up walking away pretty disappointed.
I thought Ryan was a little harsh. Is he suggesting to us that the military folk are not getting what they need from the Obama administration? I'm not aware of that, and perhaps they need to talk about that more.
So there again, kind of surprised by Ryan's attack on the president, saying that the decision to pull out of Afghanistan was political, and Ryan added to that the military was not getting everything it needed in Afghanistan.
WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice bringing us up to speed on presidential politics in New Hampshire today. Fred, thanks so much.
No, you're welcome.
Well, stay with us because coming up, we'll talk about the coming disruption in higher education. That's happening online. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.